I don't even have one.
Oh yeah, I'm fucking hyped. Like to have
one, at least one pillow. It could be anywhere. It could be a living room pillow.
I mean, we could promo anything to start.
No, I'm not having
this
about,
podcast.
I don't
but
even care about promo, dog. It already like did
I do, man. This is like actually.
It already like did it. It already, hey, can you pat?
Like you're like I don't care about promo. Okay. I do. Right here. I do, Zan. This is like...
I'm humble, man.
I also was trying this. It's like, oh just...
Yo, you're going to start it off looking like either a terrorist / Ku Klux Klan member, dude.
Ku Klux Klan. It's Wu-Tang Klan, Zan.
ISIS Klan.
Annie, you don't have a microphone, so we're going to have to ask you to be quiet. Little Annie's the man. No, we've just really, we've cleared the room for anybody who's watching this right now who wants to know what the hell's going on. Oh, yeah, I'm going to just change the title real quick.
Do you always have your headphones on when you record?
I like it because it helps me, like, stay in the zone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lil Zan interview.
What are you looking at? Which our interview?
I was just updating the title on the live stream just so that they sort of, like, know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Chris, can you take the photo and do the social media promo rounds?
Six to 600. Wow, they all hate me.
Yeah, that happened real quick. This is we just turned on. It won't be accurate for a minute anyway.
Yeah.
All right, bro. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of shipping going on. Yeah. I thought previously, like earlier this week, I was like, oh, I got to do a podcast with Zan so we can talk about a lot of the bullshit that's been going on in his life. Then yesterday,
yeah, with all the
tragedy.
With all the, I mean, before we get into, you know, the other stuff you were talking, you know, like all the other bullshit was the Noah, you know, the whole Cyrus family situation. It was going good at first, you know, like the whole plan and stuff.
So there was a plan. How did you get approached
about
this?
But I'll set the record straight. There was a plan. It was like a thing. Like we're both signed to Columbia, and we just wanted to, you know, help each other out as artists, and that's what the label does. You know, fucking put him on a song with him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Goes up.
But did they say they wanted to put you guys on a song together, or did they say, hey, we want you guys to sort of like pretend or actually date each other?
They gave me the option. They gave me the option. They said, like, because me and Noah like had a thing, like, you know what I mean? Like we had like a little like a thing,
right?
But they but she even gave me that option.
But did you have a thing before the label suggested it?
Did I have a thing with her?
Because I've seen you guys together. You seemed like you were real into each other.
Yeah, I did. I did have, like, a slight thing. Like, within a day before, though, like, a day or two.
And then the label's like, boom, we're on this. Let's use this.
Yeah,
they
were like, oh, crap, that looks good, you know. But we didn't even have sex that night or anything, so it wasn't like I fell asleep.
Right. You always do that, though.
I left Marky in the car in the G-Wagon just outside for, like, 5 hours sleep.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't complain. It's got to see one.
But that's so you. It's like you fuck a lot, but then you also... sleep a lot from what I gain, from what
I've
heard.
Triple Z's, man. Yeah, no, even last night, I had a girl come over, and I didn't even do anything. I just literally, fell asleep on her, like, twice. And then she's like, I probably should go.
That's
like,
your fetish?
Yeah, sleeping.
Have a young lady visit.
Just having girls come over and just venting and
just
being a little...
Vent and then sleep
and
on top of them.
Being a little Virgo bitch.
I like that. No, because I was sort of surprised when you guys were first like dating, because we had just done the podcast together where you were sort of talking about how you had been sleeping with an outlandish number of women around that time.
I do get checked, and I am clean, though, that for the record.
You did say that you don't wear rubbers.
Yeah, I don't, but I do get checked, and I do get clean.
I like
and
that you're so
I,
open about
then,
being
wait,
raw
wait,
dog.
I said that so wrong. Am I? I am clean, but yes, I do fornicate with a lot of women.
Was that hard? Was that a challenge?
I don't know where this thing came from where it was like, I don't like shower. Like, I'm like, ask anybody. I'm like the most hygienic, like, fucking person. Like,
I never noticed you smelling bad.
Ever, right?
No.
I smell like too much cologne half the time.
Oh, really? So you're so small. Like, I'm a big person, you know? So I believe that it makes sense that I would stink if I don't shower for a day. You're tiny. I would think it would take a while for you to sort of gain
scent. There was like
scent.
A time when I was like 16 where I didn't shower for a week. I mean, I showered like 2 times a day. But when I was like 16, I didn't shower for a week. Still like nothing. It's like genetically like the best thing ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I've hung out with girls that were like that where they like...
They could just not like go a week and it was still fine.
They didn't really grow hair.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like really get BO.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been with girls.
I'm definitely not that. If I don't shower for a day, my girl starts telling me, like, you stink. You smell like death, Adam.
Oh, my God. See, I could go, but I'm not going to. You know what I mean? Like, I could go the full 7 days, but I'm not going to.
Did you know that Joe Rogan and Elon Musk just did a, like, podcast in the middle of the night together? And it was, like, this super epic thing because he smoked
weed.
They just
did, like, a pod, like, on whose platform?
On Joe Rogan's shit.
Joe Rogan.
You know about Elon Musk?
Oh, I thought for some reason Elon Musk, Tesla. I thought you said Joe Budden at first.
I'm just saying, this reminds me.
Elon Musk is one of my favorite people.
Well, he was smoking Kush on the stream with Joe Rogan, which is pretty crazy.
Elon was smoking
He
Kush?
Owns Tesla. It's kind of like,
Tesla's like the future. Like, let's be honest. Right.
And
like,
so is Kush.
And so is
shout out to our sponsor, Nexus Cannabis Co.
Yo, so is Kush, yeah.
Kush will make the world a better place, just like Tesla and just like SpaceX.
I've learned that Elon Musk and Kush will make the world a better place.
Mm. You know what he did, though, in the podcast is that he, like, fake hits it. He, like, breathes all the smoke into his mouth.
Like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a perfect
He breathed a lot in, but it did not appear to touch his lungs.
Yeah, so he was like...
It was like he blew out a big-ass cloud, but... yeah. It's kind of weird. It's like I think he did it on purpose because he even said in the thing, he's like, drinking a cup of coffee is like, or smoking weed is like the opposite of drinking a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
He seems like the kind of guy that probably drinks coffee and thinks drinking coffee is good. Yeah. I don't think he's the kind of guy that would want to be slowed down on camera.
I definitely don't. I agree. I don't think he'd be the type. I think he'd want to fucking.
Yeah. Like, he'd want to stay sharp.
He'd want to stay sharp. Like, he wouldn't want to be on any substance.
But you know the weird thing too is that like Tesla's like a publicly traded company, so he could actually like they supposedly lost 7% of their value on the stock market.
Wait, Tesla or
Tesla because of the fact that he was smoking weed and people kind of think he's losing his mind.
I mean, I don't think that, but I could see where they're coming from. But I could see like you remember like the Coney shit. Remember how
happened to that?
That dude was like everybody's hero, like we gonna get it. And then
he wasn't the hero, he was the enemy always.
He was the enemy always.
He was killing little kids.
I'm saying, no, not Coney. Oh, my bad. Not mad. Not Coney was not the hero. I meant the guy that was doing the Coney shit, that campaign.
Right, okay.
That
but guy. Didn't he lose his mind or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He lost his mind. He went naked in the street, fucking like, and that was what I meant by hero. Like, he was, like, everybody's hero. Like, let's go not kill Coney, I guess, but, like, let's go stop Coney's madness.
Put him in jail.
But then, out of nowhere, he's running down the streets of, I'm just going to guess, San Francisco, butt naked, yelling at himself. And then it just ended that.
This is totally going in a random direction. I was reading about Britney Spears. You remember when she shaved her head back in the day?
That's like me right now.
You feel like you're there right
now. I've actually said that.
I think you keying in the G-Wagon was as close as you've gotten to that.
That was definitely
the that was your shaving the head moment.
That was my shaving the head moment. But I feel like it's still going. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not stopping.
Well, you're different than Britney because she always had this super squeaky clean image where everybody just thought that she was this perfect little girl.
But after that, it was like, and you know the pictures and shit, it was just fucking crazy.
Well, that's one good thing about being a rapper is that you could do almost anything and kind of get away with it. Like, do a lot of if you shaved your head and got weird face tat.
Stat told me like there's three things that are like ruin your career. It's like, you know, hitting a woman. What was the other? I forgot the other two. If I said, you know, the N-word.
Something,
you know,
some racist, probably, racist, yeah.
That would, like, end my career in the third.
I mean, you have a little bit of flexibility with the N-word you're Mexican.
Yeah, of course.
But name is Diego.
But I never say it publicly, and I don't say it in my music out of respect, because I don't know.
You leave it to OGZ.
Yeah.
OGZ.
Leave it to OGZ.
You lead this movement.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're small, Jeezy. He's big, Jeezy.
I'm little Jeezy.
Okay, but, like, with the Noah thing, was it hard to not fuck other girls? And how serious did you take that commitment?
My bad. I was looking over there for a second.
I'm going to cover the chat just so neither of us can see it.
Yeah,
also,
I don't want to see no chat.
Do you have your phone? Because I was wondering if we could put it on the story. Just let people know to watch this live.
I'm gonna have you do it.
Chris will do it, yeah. So it's even Chris!
Better. Chris, get in here.
Could you grab Chris?
Chris! It sounds like I'm recording a song. I do like the headphones.
I know. It feels good. I like the rumble in my ear. It's just a constant reminder of what you're doing, you know?
Like, it helps me. If you could put, vocal effects on this shit and just fucking go crazy.
Oh, that would be lit. Dude, we had this dude Burger Planet in here freestyling.
Who?
Burger Planet.
Burger Planet?
He's, like, a fat 37-year-old white guy that live streams.
You put everybody on.
I know about a lot of weird things on the internet, you know?
Nah, but weird, but they blow up. Yeah, here's my Instagram over here.
Chris will do it. Hey,
I was like making sure that nobody saw the DMs.
Oh God, that is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is definitely a thing. You can't blur that. It's a live stream. It's a fucking live stream.
I mean, they'll do anything. One time, and I'm just saying this because I'm waiting for Chris to come get your phone.
Yeah, I'm just reading.
Somebody was like on the stream or like on the interview, and they were looking at their phone and they were looking at pictures of girls' asses or something.
And then the camera,
and
just
the camera saw it from
it was
the
a live
side.
Stream?
Yeah, well, it was just an interview. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, in the interview, you could like at least like, you know what I mean? Like if I was had some shit, you could like blur. You know what
right.
I mean? But like live stream, nah, that's not.
What do you get to hide though? You probably got like.
All right, No Jumper, you just mentioned me.
You probably got Paris Hilton in there.
Hold on. Yeah, No Jumper, you just mentioned me.
Paris Hilton, Oprah. Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, not right.
Me,
not
Khalifa.
Right. No, shut up. It's, he's lying. He's
I don't recognize any of these names. You must respond to a lot of fans.
I do respond. No, they just have access to like my thing. I don't know why.
Right.
And I hit up a lot of girls.
But you have like a million.
Drake Bell.
I recently talked to him as well.
Yeah, Drake Bell. He's cool.
He's down the street. Okay, let me do it.
All right. Yep.
I'll do it because I know how to get the link.
All right. Yep. So Drake Bell, get in here.
Wait, do you have the YouTube app? You do. Okay, beautiful. Now
how come sometimes it doesn't come with that?
What?
Have you noticed that?
The YouTube app?
Yeah, like, I've had a couple people tell me that.
This is going to be so boring for the people while I'm doing this, so I have to ask you a question. Okay, talk to me about what...
Ask me anything, bro.
Talk to me about not cheating on Noah and how that was. What was the seriousness of how you...
Oh, yeah, back to that story. I'm just going to come clean for the record. The real shit is we both were lying. It was a mixture of both of us. It's not one person is the holy one and one is the devil. You know what I mean? I lied about shit. She lied about shit.
Did you guys ever like sit down and say like this is a real relationship? We're not gonna fuck with other people, or was that never even really a conversation?
That was definitely a conversation brought up.
Okay.
But it's like she's a good girl. Like she's, you know what I mean? I don't want beef with, like none of like that whole family. I don't want beef.
You don't want beef with Billy Ray. He'll show up
Billy
in your
Ray's
crib.
Dope, bro. Billy
Ray's dicks
Ray.
Out. Pop, pop, pop.
Dicks out. Billy
Can
Ray's
you imagine
dope.
The muscle he's
dope.
Got?
They're all dope, but they're all.
Miley show up at your house, fucking
just hit me.
Jordan jersey on
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
And,
no,
wait, let me just do this one second.
What's up?
We on live stream.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to tune in and watch us live, getting high and talking about God knows what.
God knows what. I might be here forever.
Swipe up. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
But, there was lying on both of our sides. I would say 50-50% lying. But at the end of the day, yeah, it was pretty staged when I got a phone call saying I'm not going to let Lil Xan ruin my career. You know, it kind of hurts.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Wow. So
that is truthful.
Do you
that
feel like
truthful.
You were always like a meme to her?
She would say that she felt like an accessory, but I felt like an accessory.
Damn. So do you feel like... She never really took it that serious, and that it was always kind of doomed from the start.
Like, hold on, this shit.
The corona's hitting.
Yeah, say it one more time. I didn't want that shit to go crazy.
No, I mean, do you feel like you were trying to take it more serious than she was taking it?
Yes, a lot of times I did. But she would always get mad at me. Like, I'm an open book. I don't give a fuck about what I say.
Mm.
Like, literally, she would always get mad at me for not coming over to her house in the valley. But it's like, I have, like, anxiety really bad, so, like, I like to stay home, but it's just something, like, she never understood, so she would get so mad at me for not coming over, and she would always come over, and it was toxic within a week, so
yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing this again, I'm gonna live this bachelor life, fuck it, I don't want no problems with nobody, bro.
So you're not gonna just go back to your old girlfriend like you always do?
I ain't talking about Jessica. no, I she's a good girl, too, I hope she found someone great,
yeah.
Yeah.
Was the meme a major point of stress in the relationship?
No.
And when I say the meme, I'm talking about this, available at Zanarchy.com something like that.
Because once I saw that meme, I realized how good it was to like capitalize on it.
Mm.
And then Pizza Slime came up with the idea and Young Jake doing the emoji artwork of it, which is dope because I have two Young Jake emoji arts. I feel special.
Oh, there you go. That was fire.
I am special. Special ed.
that's very rare. I don't have one.
But like,
no clout.
Yeah, but shout out Young Jake, Pizza Slime, and we made a lot of fucking money off of it.
Yeah,
because it wasn't just like a meme; it was like the fucking meme, like the number one meme in the world.
A couple days there, yeah.
couple of days of being a number one meme is like amazing. Yeah. Like that can start careers.
Yeah. But did you get like a major Instagram boost from dating her? Was at least worth it on that end?
We both did.
Yeah. So the Columbia Records is like, all right, man.
I probably got around like 300,000. I probably got like four. She probably got like four. Probably like equal. It was really equal, you know?
Yeah. It's weird for me to think it from your perspective, because if somebody came to me and I was you and they were like, here's somebody that you basically, it's like, hey, pretend to date this hot, nice, cool girl that you probably would want to spend time with or date anyway. And it's going to help your career. It's kind of like, oh, it's fake. But then at the same time, it's like, oh, it's
like,
just,
why not?
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. And it did make a lot of sense. And you know what? I was almost coming to terms with just, you know, doing the fake shit. Because she was all down for the fake shit. She's like, we really don't have to do this. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. You know, I have like a lot of demons and shit. Like, I have a lot of like people always call me and say, oh, you're just faking it. You're an actor, bro. No, I'm not no fucking actor. Like, I really do have like problems, like mentally, like, and anxiety and shit. Like,
do you feel like she really even got a chance to see like your dark side in terms of you having issues with drugs and depression and shit?
She saw that side, but she saw like that, but it gets darker than that. Like, it gets way darker than that, but she definitely saw, you know, like, the whole bad side.
Are you, like, good for a few days at a time, and then you just sort of go into isolation?
When I'm home, I'm constantly in isolation, or I'm here. I only come to places like that I fuck with. Like, here, my house, my mom's house, my hometown.
Do you feel comfortable on tour?
After the world tour, now I feel comfortable on a North American tour, because I feel like
it's so small in comparison.
Like, after the world tour, I was like, Jesus, like I literally left from Los Angeles and did the full circle. Like, so I don't know how.
When you've been all over Europe and shit, then all of a sudden, like, Kentucky feels pretty damn close to L.A.
Yeah, I'm not even tripping. I used to, like, bitch about the New York. I hate New York. Like, I just hate, like. Like, not like I love the rappers out of New York, but I just hate New York as like it's so like crowded and stuff with my anxiety.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. It's New not York, for everybody.
New
for
York's
sure.
gonna drop a diss track on me.
Oh yeah, they're gonna boom and boom New York. Like,
oh shit!
You could get on that Chief Keef wave and just like make a diss track about the entire state. He doesn't like you.
No.
How do you know? You just heard about it?
Nah, I know. He wanted to, it's just over, you know, bitches and shit.
Oh.
You know, bitches getting butt hurt. You know, bitches getting butt hurt that they don't want to fuck somebody, so.
The pillow talking always.
Yeah, it's always pillow talking, you know what I mean? But I have nothing against Chief Keef, but, I mean, from what I heard, the last thing he said was, I'm going to catch him on the streets. But I don't got nothing wrong with you, Chief Keef. I'm sorry one of my hoes didn't want to fuck you. But I got no problems with you, so if you catch me on the street, shoot me.
Are you worried about that? Somebody shooting you in general, maybe not him.
Maybe, yeah, not him, because I have no problems with him at all. I don't know where that, you know what I mean? But,
You got a sit-go tattoo on your neck.
For real. Like, I literally have sit-go tatted, like, Chief Keef. Come on, bro.
I didn't even have to look around
like,
to find
that's that's my favorite Chief Keef song, too. But it is for my dead homie. Okay. Who's also a big fan.
Get a Glow Gang tattoo, and then I noticed a sicko tattoo before I could even look around.
Like, you have Glow Gang right there. It's for a dead homie. You know, you already know about that. Sicko was his favorite Chief Keef song, and it's a gas station and all that gang shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really have no problems. I like Chief Keef's music, and Sicko was my favorites too.
I mean, that's why I like a lot of even these big ass rappers. Like, when you hear about Drake and them having beef with rappers, half the time it'll be over some girls and shit.
I don't think Drake will ever fuck with me.
You don't think?
Just because of like.
Probably you fuck some of his hoes.
Not definitely.
You don't think?
My first tattoo was like a Drake tattoo.
Do you know if your Eskimo brothers were Drake?
It's a damn possibility.
Probably an NDA. I've been they probably got NDAs, so they can't tell you.
He gave them NDAs. I probably didn't.
Dude, I'm asking my brothers with Charlie Sheen, so I'm fucking.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's all up from there.
Hmm.
The girl's like dad as fuck,
I feel like
though.
I'm more likely to be Eskimo brothers with Charlie Sheen than.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a probability.
I'm so thankful that I've had multiple AIDS tests since then.
The thing about this, who knows in reality, because Hollywood, LA, all this. Clout shit. Who knows, like, who are actually like Eskimo brothers, like,
right?
That's like another kind of like famous person or something.
I'm sure we are, but I don't even know with who. Oh, besides Riley.
Oh, you fucked Riley.
Hey, is that an open wound?
Oh, no, I did.
Does Riley still have a place in your heart, Riley Reed?
He was just over at my house a couple of days ago.
Riley was. How was that?
It's good.
What were you guys doing? Working on a baby?
Yeah, no, we were...
you guys gonna collab on a child?
Playing Twister. Thinking the collab song? No, I definitely don't. Shout out Riley Reed, yeah.
Did she hurt your feelings at one point?
Definitely.
You want to tell that story?
Yeah, I'm a sensible. Oh, because you know about it because Diablo, huh? You know about it because of Diablo.
That's my homegirl. I'm so proud of her. She just won Performer of the Year.
Diablo was also, like, shout out Diablo. I love Diablo. Diablo's my, like, brother, bro. That story is, like, I wasn't butthurt at her. I was butthurt that, like, nobody just wanted to wake me up.
Nobody wanted to wake you up to fuck?
To just,
is that my water? Or is that yours?
Did I bring it?
It looks like my water. I had that size water all day. And I don't feel like I saw you with water. I just want to throw
drink
it.
Water.
You got Corona Extra.
Is this my Corona?
Yes.
Or is this yours?
No, that's not mine. Show Luciano of Lit Poppy fame gave me a case of like 30 Coronas. Also, I'm glad we started
that's
out.
That's why I was wondering.
Lighthearted
why.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering why you had like just a case of Coronas right there.
Because he gave it to me and I was just thinking like, damn, 30 Coronas. It's going to take me 20 years to drink that. Like, I just don't really drink beer.
You know
beer.
Your homies are going to come in here and fucking take some.
Oh, yeah. Hakeem will drink it. No problem. Hakeem, like, we're sponsored by PBR, and we had, like, a ton of PBR for a long time until Hakeem started coming around and he drank it all. Because we don't really just like be PBR? Drinking beer. Yeah, like, any light beer I can drink, you know?
That's cool.
I don't want
it's
any,
like
but.
Some, where you're from, fuck,
New Hampshire, bro.
New Hampshire. To New England.
Isn't New Hampshire is part of New England. Yes, New England is a group of states.
Yeah, New England. Yeah, you're from New England. Yeah.
Nojumper.com.
Nojumper.com, ZanarchyGang.com.
ZanarchyGang.com.
Gang. Because, okay. You know, we're gang. No, I'm just kidding.
Gang.
Gang shit.
I'm surprised you didn't go to the Porn Awards the other day.
Because Pornhub. It was on my birthday.
Oh, right.
And I had like 80 people in my new... I just got a new pad, like an even like better pad.
Really?
So, yeah, I got evicted from smoking violation.
How many vaginas did you put your penis inside that night?
That night?
Yeah.
I would say more like if you ask like mouth, probably like 8.
8.
With them, yeah.
That's a lot of top.
Yeah, I didn't come every time, obviously.
You're right. Well, eight nuts would be a lot.
8 nuts. I would be like, oh yeah, that was tight. Like halfway, I was just waiting. You know what I mean? Like levels to this shit. You know.
Right. So
it was a good birthday.
Are you selfish with like the groupie mouth? Or are you like letting like the homies get some too?
No,
or are
I
you
tell
just
my,
getting hurt?
I tell my homies they could hit whoever the fuck they want. They can't hit my main sides, but they can hit my side hoes.
Right.
They can't hit my main side though.
Yeah. They can bang the overweight friend. Who's got the lowest standards?
I'm just thinking about, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, like that's what I was thinking of right now.
Don't expose.
I was like, he's the chubby. Shout out Stephen Cannon. I love you, brother.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Now, Stephen stays faithful to his girlfriend. But right. Prior to that, he used to fuck a lot of...
That's inclusive.
Thicker. I mean, big girls. I got love for the big girls. You know what I mean?
Well, number one, Steve is just...
And also for the...
He's trapped out.
For the record...
He hasn't lost his roots.
I know he's going to get on me. This was prior, Liz, before he was dating you. Before I say that, okay? Before you get all mad at me.
Listen, we're all reformed scumbags, you know?
I'm still the scumbag. You're still one, yeah. Steven actually has cleaned up his act. When I met Steven, he was a scumbag. Now I feel like a scumbag.
It's weird when me and my girl talk about, like, hooking up with girls. Because it's like, she's kind of picky. And I'm just like down for whatever. You know, like
I feel that. I'm like 7 and up.
Yeah, we're at the Pornhub Awards. We met like 100 girls
Kanye
tonight.
Kanye actually showed up because Riley was
he was up in there.
In the
Riley was telling me like Kanye might not show up. And I was like, okay, but he actually showed up.
He was all in there. It was clearly like designed by Kanye because there's all kinds of weird artsy stuff. Like when they're announcing the categories, they're not showing the girls or anything. Ooh. It's
also
just like staticky like background.
It was an award thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Riley won Performer of the Year.
She won Performer of the Year?
And my girl won Celebrity of the Year.
Where the fuck was I at?
Celebrity of the Year. You like that?
You
could've
won Celebrity
been
of
the Year? Well, she did, but it was, you know, my dick she's sucking, so...
I fucking hate you, bro.
Okay, but you want to know this?
Bruv, I hate you.
Listen
bruv.
To this dynamic. Bruv.
Bruv, I hate you.
Oh, imagine
bruv.
We talked in English accents. White bruv. Girls love
bruv.
Doing that.
Hey, shut up.
And you're a
shut
white
out.
Girl.
Shut up. I am a white girl. Hey, shout out Jay Francis. Bruv. Bruv. No, bruv. Like, yeah, he's a cool dude.
This is what I heard. While my girl was winning, Kanye was like applauding hella hard because Kim was nominated also for Celebrity of the Year. So my
girl, how did she nominate?
Because it's based on who got the most search results, but
so
also
you know that shit wasn't rigged. Then
my girl was the only contestant who was actually there.
Oh shit!
Because it's like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, but Tana was on it as well.
And Tana everywhere.
Speaking of women that you've spent time with on an intimate level.
Yeah,
Tana.
I thought the Tana Chubby Red shit was hilarious.
You like that? I know you were jealous when you saw that.
I was so jealous. No, me and Chubby Red and then Goth Baby.
Was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Are you dating Goth Baby?
No, I'm not.
Let's get that out of the way.
I'm like dating this and my dad. Who are you dating now?
You're not even so much a rapper. You're just a dater, like a serial dater.
I'm like a rapper that like will literally tell like anything. I don't care if it like incriminates me or anything.
But that's like part of who you are. Like, listen, Joe Budden, it took him a long ass time to realize that his personality was better shown through podcasts and shit than music. Like, he was always a relatively successful rapper, but he's huge now.
You know what's
crazy?
I feel like definitely No Jumper is like one of the, like the biggest inspirations for when I say this. I actually want to start a podcast. You know
definitely
what I mean?
Should.
Like, I feel like I could have like funny conversations with people and just like vibe, smoke, and do, you know.
Dude, I would love to help you operate it because we have like a new like studio space that we just got and shit, and I could totally like set up like a different set so it wouldn't look exactly like this.
That
would be a fucking dope thing to do, and not have me on it and stuff. Have you actually talk to people?
That'd be dope because I really just actually when it comes down to it, I want to be like an interviewer. You know, I want to talk to people. I want to ask questions. I feel like I feel like that's like a strong point in like what I can do.
Yeah, because that's a thing that's
like
weird.
Lil Xan, like all the interviews with Lil Xan always. Like they get as much as damn near some of my music videos. You know what I mean?
The music thing, like even when people were asking me, like, are you worried about Xan when his album didn't sell that good and shit? I'm like, no, because he's a fucking celebrity and he's a star regardless of that shit.
I'm more of a like celebrity right now at this moment in my career. I'm more of a celebrity than No, I'm just kidding. I'm more of a celebrity than a rapper. You feel me?
Yeah.
I've always felt that because I can't leave the fucking crib without 10 kids coming up to me right as I leave the door. That's like some like crazy shit, you know what I mean? And I'm not like saying names, but all the rappers that don't have it to them, you know what I mean? And they have more followers than me and all that. But I'm more of a celebrity public figure than a rapper, and that's why I'm quitting rap pretty soon.
Dude, you need a YouTube channel where you need to just do some.
Xanarchy Militia.
You got to do some vlogs.
Hey, yo, go follow Xanarchy Militia what's that shit called? YouTube. Yeah.
Dude, just get a cameraman to just do fucking vlogs for you and. You should do it. Chris in the building, my guy. How you living, bro?
Chris is over there. He's waving.
Take a break on the tour.
What's up, bro?
He's on a break on the tour. He's been on vacation.
September is like the only month I get off, bro. And then
Chris has been on tour with Ski Master Slump God for many, many months now.
Shout out Ski Master.
The Asian Northwestern champion of the world.
The kick.
Known for kicking kids in the head on the Love Bump tour with us. That's how I met him.
Some heads?
Yeah.
Damn.
There was a big ass fight. Pump fought a kid in the audience, something that hopefully he wouldn't do now.
One show at the Observatory, Boonk jumped in. I watched Boonk like just jump in the audience.
I remember that too.
Were you there?
No, I've seen it a lot.
No, but yeah,
that was Cap.
Yeah, that's where I met him.
That was Cap. That was Boonk just showing off.
I mean, it looked crazy from my view because I'm like watching this fool just like jump into the fucking crowd.
I think that was before Boonk completely lost it. Before there was a DJ Vlad video called Boonk Can't Remember His Son's Name.
I saw that, but I wasn't gonna click on it.
I watched it, but I didn't watch all the other ones.
I thought it was clickbait, so I wasn't gonna.
I watched it. Like, it's just sad, but dude.
It's crazy because sometimes I'll be with some girls. Every time I'm with like some girls, they're like we could be like, you know, getting into that intimate mood, you know.
And they call Boonk.
And then
Boonk.
They call
Boonk. Oh, motherfuck Lil Xan.
Shout out Boonk. They call Boonk and say, should I fuck Lil Xan first? No, I'm just kidding.
Boonk, my spiritual advisor, needs to weigh in on this sexual decision.
Yeah, but we're all going crazy. We're all batshit crazy. But I'll be like, we'll be getting intimate, and they'll be like, what's my name? And I'm like, dun dun. Dun, and then and when it's threesomes, it's like dun, 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 like, and I'm like, Mackenzie, Michaela,
right?
And they're like, no, and I'm like, girl, you know how many motherfucking people I had to meet tonight? You know, come on, give me some slack. You know, like, of course you're gonna know who I am. And they're like, okay, it's all good. And I'm like, Yeah, that happened like 8 times on my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Every girl I think they gave me top was like, what's my name? And I was like, Victoria?
What's my name? It's like so bad that they know that like you don't
game.
Know.
It was almost like a game, bro. Right. It was almost like how I got like two right. Like I got two names right. Like it was like a game. Like, get them all right.
But you have a bad memory.
What?
Drug abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Just blame it on the Xan abuse. Babe, I had such a Xan abuse problem.
No, it is. It's entirely young.
Me and Lena at the Pornhub Awards, I walk up to this girl that we had a threesome with, and I said, nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Adam. She dyed her fucking hair brown. I didn't know it was her, man.
Exactly, right? Oh, my God.
She looks so much better with brown hair.
You know how many hugs I've gone in? I'm like, nice to meet you. We already met.
Because you're so pissed. They're like, oh.
And I'm like, I'm like, I know that. I'm kidding.
Yeah. And they're always like, I met you 3 years ago at this bar. I'm like, sorry.
No, that you could be like, well, how am I, fuck am I supposed to remember that? That isn't, you know, you were just, what? I'm hogging this.
It's all right. The worst, though, is one time I went to, like, Russia on some BMX shit, and then I seen this guy, like, a year later who, like, we...
You talked about that in the interview, didn't you?
Yeah, he showed us around Russia for, like, a whole fucking week. Mm-hmm. I see him a year later. I don't even remember who he is.
I remember that
he was so offended.
You talked about that in like an old interview.
I'm like, bro, there's no way you could ever understand how retarded I am, how fried my brain is, how many people I've met. Nobody understands.
Like, you think, like, after all, like, the drugs and all this shit, like, I'm going to remember Steve.
Right. Who is Steve?
I know Stephen Cannon, but does it?
I do know him.
Yo, why couldn't Stephen Cannon have blown up? I always ask that question.
What do you think's holding him back?
No. I mean, like, he's going to blow up. I know that regardless.
Oh,
like,
you thought he should have blown up instead of you?
Yeah, I would have much rather preferred Stephen Cannon to blow up.
Because he was more established when you met him. And then you sort of
He was a Xan man, you know, and that's where the whole Lil Xan thing came from. And that person giving me the name in Texas and all that. But Stephen's a way better rapper than me.
Do you feel like it's a
boring? I'm just letting y'all know Stephen's tape. I think it's called H2O. I've heard, like, he finally blessed me, even though he's like my brother. He finally let me hear it, it was crazy. Like it's insane. Like, he's up next.
I love Steve.
Yeah, like Steve's dope.
Yeah,
like especially off the Henny.
Great person.
Great person.
Speaking of Henny.
Oh yeah, I brought the biggest bottle of Henny just because I saw it.
Fuck?
Yo, it was in my closet and I was like, where did that come from?
That's a monster right there. I didn't even know they came that big. That's what she said.
Pause, but yeah.
You ever bang a girl with like a Henny bottle, any kind of bottle?
Like in my hand?
Yeah. Like I'm just looking at this.
That,
it looks kind of phallic.
No, that I mean, a little bottle, maybe I could do that, but that I'd be like, I'm weak. So, you know, I'd be like.
You're that weak?
I would be like.
Okay. You know what? We've been going for a half hour. We got to get into this.
Oh, yeah.
No, yesterday, tragedy struck.
No, yeah. We got to talk about real shit. I mean, we just been bullshitting right now.
I'm glad that we started out that way, just getting some bullets. Because I just realized right away that you weren't immediately thinking of it. So I'm like, all right, let's just ride it out and have a fun conversation for a half hour.
Yeah, like just trying to keep positivity, you know, in the air and shit.
Yeah.
But,
How'd you find out and how'd you feel?
How did I find out? My manager, Stat, told me.
Right.
Stat told me. And if you know me, you know that, like, I was at his last show with Marky. I don't know. Yeah, I met Marky. I was at his last show, the intimate one at the Ace Hotel, LA.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called, but it was like a 100 show. I met his parents. You know, it was like our third or fourth time hanging out. And he looked good. You know, he looked good. Maybe like stone or something, but you know, he looked good. It was a very little green. It was like a small, very small green room. So you know, he was kicking people out, but like. I was in there. I met Jason Sudeikis in there. Nicest guy, too. CeeLo was in there. Nicest guy, too.
CeeLo.
Yeah, and as I was leaving with Marky, I was like, yo, I'm about to bounce. That was a dope performance, you know? Like, I'm a big fan. Like, he already knows. Every time we chill, I'm like a really big fan of you. Like, you really, like, are the reason, like, I'm even rapping and stuff. Like, to be honest, like, for the last decade, I've been following. Like, since Easy Mac, you know what I mean? Easy Mac with the cheesy raps, you know what I mean? Before I went, he was like, be safe. And I was like, you know, I was thinking, you know, people say that. Like, oh, yeah, be safe, you know. I'm, like, just thinking maybe, like, you know, drive safe home or something. But then, like, he, like, grabbed me and was like, no, like, be safe, bro. He's like, I care about you. And I was like, dude, that means, like, a lot. Like, that shit almost made me cry. He's like, that's my idol right there. Hmm. So, like, those were his last words, you know, just be safe, you know.
Well, you think he was worried about you?
I mean, I think he was worried about himself and everybody. Right.
You think he was kind of projecting, like, in general? He knew?
I think it could be a lot of things, you know. It could be maybe both. Maybe he just felt or he thought, you know, Lil Xan. I don't know, but.
I have no idea what he was going through, but it seems like he's sort of.
I knew, like, a little insight. I mean.
Seems like he's been going through shit.
Because, like I said, was my fate, that was my, like, hero, you know what I mean? That was my fucking hero, bro. And swimming, like, every album that progressed was, I related to it. Like, every album, it was, like, we were going through the same fucking shit. And I swear to God, like, even with swimming, like, he was 26, I'm 22 now. So 4-year difference, you know, not that much, but, like, I just kept relating to it. I was like, why is he key? I was like waiting for him to put out like a bad album. You know what I mean? I was like, when is he gonna put out a bad album? I'm like, I don't like this, but I loved every album. I just kept relating. So like when that person dies, it's like what am I doing this shit for?
You met him at that Cole Bennett video shoot?
Shout out
Cole Who Bennett. Was it? Him and Made in Tokyo?
I'm actually in
I got a cameo, right?
A little cameo. I've done like reaction videos to that, and they put my name in the title, like I'm part of the song, the fucking Pizza Man.
Clickbait.
But I mean, he was just like as he projected himself in every interview, just like the nicest guy. I never met Ariana, my manager, you know, Stat did, you know Stat. Mm-hmm. People actually know Stat Quo. People just found out Stat Quo just managed me, so.
Yeah, that's weird for old school heads when they realize that.
Yeah, but
overall business mogul.
Yeah,
Stat
but
Quo.
That was the last words I had with him. I think I was like, whenever that show was, I think it was like last month, sometime early, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, was it before the world tour? It was when I got back. It was hard summer. So it was, okay. Yeah. So it was really recent, like three, four weeks ago, maybe. Yeah,
right.
But like, I keep thinking about that, like how it just resonated in my head. Like those were his last words. Like it's sad, bro. Like I went on my live immediately, and you know, like rest in peace to X and rest in peace to Lil Peep. Like that shit made me cry too, but I didn't show that publicly. You know what I mean? Like that was some other shit.
Yeah.
That, I mean, but they're part of like our new wave. You know what I mean? And it's sad to see them dying. But it there's something just a little different when it's like, you know, like the person you grew up listening to as a child, you know what I mean? It just really hurt. And then to actually like being like a kid who was nothing, never thought he would be famous or anything or be friends with Mac Miller or anything. So then becoming friends with him and like, and this happens and it's just fucking terrible, bro. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, man, you just got to wonder what going through.
I've been listening. Well, I mean, like I said, the same shit with me, you know what I mean? It's like, you never know what, like, everybody can fake a smile, bro. Like, I've been, you know, faking a smile before I went batshit crazy. I was faking a smile for a long time, bro. You know, I was going through shit. Even around the, like, No Jumper Exposed video, you know, when I did that shit.
What were you going through then?
I mean, I was still on drugs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still going through it. I was really stoned that interview, though. But, we all have, our demons and shit, you know what I mean? And, like, it seems like the internet really just does not fuck with me for some reason. Even on, like, a video of me, you know, showing people just, like, how much he meant to me. You know, I was, like, bawling out, crying to, like, the whole fucking world. I'm still getting hate comments on it saying, that's a little crappy. It's like...
There's so much toxic behavior that comes up when people die. Like, yeah, just the way
every comment on my, like, live stream video was, like, you're next, ha, 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 you're next. I'm, like, every comment. Like, there's no love. There's, like, no love. So that's why I'm not doing music, like, after I finished my contract with Columbia. Like, Columbia can go fuck themselves. Y'all can go fuck them. Like,
wait, why do you not want to do music?
Record label shit. a bunch of shit, bro. I didn't sign up. Like, I didn't know what I was signing up for, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to, like, pause, get this big. Wait, I did, whatever.
Get this big, I do pause, if you wanted to say pause.
I would love to get bigger.
No, saying pause is a very important part of this podcast.
It's not.
No?
It's not. It's a forced habit. It's so bad.
No pause, Shaman. I appreciate pause. And I think that before you say get bigger, of course you have to say pause. Don't want anyone to think I'm saying some gay shit. It's really important.
What were we saying again, my bad?
Shit. Just in terms of why you are sort of disillusioned with the music shit.
Oh, yeah, like why I want to quit music. Like, initially it was like the, I want to change my name to Diego. That was like the big thing. And then I was like, oh, I'll just be Zan or just blase. But once Peep died, that hurt like really bad. You know, got Peep tattoos. Like, it hurt really bad. Like my soul. Like, it hurt my soul when I found out Peep died. I was already having like anxiety, so I found out like middle of the night, or not middle of the night, whatever. Like, I don't know. And then when X died, my homie, my good friend of mine, Kinfolk John, he called me and he said, you know, X, they're saying he doesn't have a pulse. And, you know, I did my live stream. I was really teary-eyed in that live stream, you know what I mean? And I was like, I can't believe this. Like, I picked X up, like, from his Airbnb. Actually, no, not even from LAX, from here. Right? No, from here. I picked him up from his fucking No Jumper interview here,
oh,
bro.
Downtown.
Yeah, like, right. And then I took him to the Airbnb, and we all stayed there. And we were all celebrating, look at me, hit 1 million on SoundCloud.
So, wow.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, other than that, we never interacted until way late, where we would just send random DMs to each other, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when X died, you know, I was like, fucking kidding me? But then, like, now it's like your idol's dead. Then Mac dies, you know? And, like, to other people, you know, that might not be their favorite artist. That, like, you know what I mean? Like, say someone else died, and you'd be like, oh, fuck, they died. Like, the women, you know what I mean? Like, oh, they died. But, I mean, they weren't, like, a big, like, part of, like, your life. So they're just going to be like, yeah, but this was, like, my fucking idol. So, and he overdosed. You know what I mean? Like, he overdosed. He went into cardiac arrest.
You ever overdosed?
No.
No.
No, I don't do enough to even get close to that level.
What do you feel like? Okay, do you feel like there's a possibility for you in being like fully sober in the future, or how far along do you feel you are in that?
I feel like I want to get sober now. You know what I mean? Like, completely sober. Like, I want to, but it's so hard, bro. It's like so fucking hard. I want to be off everything. I feel like, I just want to feel like you or, like, Annie over there. Like, I want to feel like a normal person, but it's just, like...
I'm high as fuck right now.
You're stoned.
But just off weed.
I mean, yeah. He just says it like he's off everything I was off of.
No.
but, yeah, I just, like, I would... if I didn't have a tour coming up, I would do rehab right now.
You really would? Have you ever done rehab before?
No. I had the opportunity, but I just can't, you know what I mean? And I'm just tired of, like, feeling this way. And if fucking, if rehab might help or detoxing, whatever, I'm down for any type of help.
Chris, can we get another blunt
roll? Yeah.
Thanks. Chris has ligma. He can't smoke weed anymore. We do have a blunt over here. Let's just get another one. Yeah. All right, we'll take this roach.
Yeah, I'll take it. That roach is a little bigger than it.
That's a solid roach.
Yeah, you too.
I'll ash it on my fucking penis.
Dice. That would be like a lot.
I just think important for the culture for us to just be high as fuck talking about our lives here. Have you ever had a serious effort at detoxing, though? Have you tried? Because I feel like, well, just answer that question first.
I've gone multiple times in my rap career, 3 months. The longest was 6 months. Sober, but you know, just relapse and shit.
Right.
It runs in my family.
Right.
It runs in my family.
You feel like your parents were too quick to give you pills and shit as a kid?
I wasn't taking pills as a kid. I only started, I took my first Xan on my 18th birthday, and from then on I started taking pills.
Okay.
And that was like from like a friend, you know what I mean? And then the Norcos were just like something I discovered. Like, I don't do perks, I don't do oxys. Like,
Norcos are your drug of choice?
Yeah, above everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I have like severe anxiety.
But they're a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Norcos, they, I mean, it's just like, just very soft, flat it's like, way of life. You're just ugh.
You're just like this all day, like. It actually makes you look more zanned out than like being.
Because people always think you're zanned out.
Yeah, people just think you're zanned out because they're both downers. People think a lot of people have said like, oh, that's an upper. I'm like, yeah, opiates are not uppers, bro.
Norcos are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
were you ever into oxys and shit?
No, never got into that. Right. I don't want to puke and do all that shit. I never progressed like this whole time. Like, I've never progressed, and I would have progressed if I was gonna. I've been offered Percocets and. Oxys and it's just not my cup of tea, bro. I'm really trying to just fucking get off all this shit, get my mind straight, you know what I mean?
What other shit though? Do you do uppers? Coke, Molly?
Never been into uppers because I have anxiety. Uh-huh. So like anything that makes my heart like race, fuck that shit. Like, nope, no uppers. Fuck that shit.
Bro. Yeah, that shit's a mess.
I took Adderall like a couple times up in the Bay. She knows about that. Fuck, bro.
A lot of guys I know who are like rapper type guys, you know, as in, and when I say rapper type guys, like they, when they were, you know, in their 20s and shit, smoke a fucking insane amount of weed, did all the drugs, did lean, coke, everything. Later on in life, they just, like a lot of them will still do the lean sometimes, but they just, the Molly and the coke and shit, if you fuck around with that, that is so hard to keep going into your adulthood.
Yeah, like,
it's just too much stress on your heart.
I did Molly like a couple months back once, like the most minuscule amount to where they were even like, oh shit, that's nothing. And like this, like I will not stop twitching. It comes and goes, it just will never stop twitching.
Since you did Molly?
Yeah. And I've heard other things about eyes where people have had specs, but they just can't see out of like one speck of their eye. Like,
really?
Yeah. So I think it definitely was Molly. And the week after, like my serotonin levels were so fucking fried that like, you know, I was like fucking PMSing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, if you do Molly, you can definitely count on like a good solid day of feeling like death.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, you have to have.
Maybe not death, but not great.
You have to have like substitute drugs like alcohol or some shit to keep.
Yeah, but that's such a fucking, once you just get started on that fucking path of just.
See, oof. Like Molly and Ecstasy, only tried once just to do it, and not my cup of tea. Shrooms, not my cup of tea. No psychedelics. I just like things that relax me due to my anxiety and shit. Like, I just like things I like to zone out to and just, you know, get in my mind and shit. I'm going to write 2 more albums because that's how much the contract has left.
Uh-huh.
And then, I'm gonna continue the clothing and just trying to better myself as like a person type shit.
So do you just what do you not like about the label that they're doing with your shit? Do you still want to make music?
Like, I dropped like a mixtape that I thought like that got way more like positive reviews than my album, and it mm-hmm. should have been my album because my first album wasn't put together by me. It was put together by the, you know, my team, mm-hmm. my management, and you know, I love my management, but I mean, they fucked my first album completely up to the point where I didn't even pick the track listing or okay. like what songs were going on. It was so rushed. Rushed is a good word to describe it. It was very rushed.
Okay, but I believe that if you're.
But they didn't push the EP. I know it's not an LP, and you know, right. but they
your
didn't
team,
the
statting them. I think that they think that you weren't serious about like getting in the studio and actually working on the album, and they felt like they kind of had to put it together. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's something like they would say definitely. But I mean, like I already have half of the second album done, and it's incredible.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything. Oh, he's trying to pass you some. I'm not trying to say.
Yeah, that's a cannon.
I saw that.
Hey, that's Stephen Cannon.
That's a Ooh. Stephen Cannon. Yo, that's a Stephen Cannon.
Stephen Cannon in my
that's
mouth.
A Stephen Cannon.
Pause.
Fuck, what were we saying? Nah, fuck, I forgot. What I
something about Steve's dick, I forget.
Yeah.
You and Steve ever double team a girl?
Nah, but we Eskimo brothers. I don't.
Probably 100 times over.
Probably like 50.
Let's stop making Steve sound like a slut on this podcast. Remember when I was jamming my finger in your eye
but
in that vlog?
But also, yeah. But also, for the record, he was a scumbag prior to his relationship with Liz. Liz, do not like get mad at this man. He's not done anything. Oh, wait. Someone's FaceTiming. Let's see who it is.
He's still a scumbag. even if he never cheats on his girlfriend, he's still a scumbag just because of his overall persona. Who's that?
I don't know who that was, like a fan. But
don't FaceTime Lil Xan. He will hang up on you.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was initially, so I had to, you know, hop off that shit.
How are you adjusting to just, like, being hated, though? Because I feel like I've adjusted to it pretty well.
You think
well.
I'm more hated than, like, Tekashi now? Because I feel like people, like Tekashi. Like, you know, like, there's less hate. Like, now it's like, oh, he's trolling. He's young. Cause I like Tekashi. Like, Tekashi's cool.
Hey, I like his. I'm entertained by it. I like the music. Yeah. Besides that new song, I don't really know what the fuck's going on with that.
I like a few of his songs. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like all the songs, pretty much. I mean, there's a couple duds on the album.
Like, I'm friends with Trippie and Tekashi. But, like, if Trippie hears this, he's probably going to be like, oh, I'm not fucking with Lil Xan anymore.
I mean, Trippie can't just, like, not be friends with every single person that fucks with Tekashi.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would just cause so much problems for, like, everyone. So.
They both need to just kill that shit and just fucking
ignore it. At first, everybody thought it was, like, fake, you know what I mean? With, like, because they were signed to the same thing to, like, boost up each other's shit. But,
yeah.
But no, Trippie, I consider him, like, a friend.
Trippie's the dude.
Yeah, and I've talked to Tekashi multiple times.
He dumps water on me, but
what?
Still the homie, Trippie.
Oh, Trippie? I didn't watch that.
He doused me a little bit.
I didn't watch that. I only watched ones that say Lil Xan can drink more Blue Moons, but this is a Corona. But
do you think that I use your name for clickbait too much? It's just too easy.
No, I like it.
Okay.
I fuck with it. Nice. I fuck with it. I fuck with, like, and it makes me laugh every time I see Lil Xan because I'm like, oh, here we go.
I try to be somewhat tasteful with it.
But it always goes up.
Or just be funny with it.
It always goes up.
Yeah.
It always goes up because people either want to hate, mostly, love, you know what I mean?
I see Cuff Boys doing it with Lil Skies and he ain't got no shame, so I'm like, fuck it.
I think we're alike in the sense as, like, we just don't give a fuck. Talk about anything, like,
exactly.
Like, you ask me anything, and I'll be like, yeah, like,
I actually really like telling, like, embarrassing fucking stories.
I love
stories.
Telling embarrassing stories,
you know?
Like, embarrassing.
I love to tell a story about not getting some pussy. Like, thinking that I was gonna, and how it was all going so great, and then it just fucked up.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for the additional Brian Pumper,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, Chris added another backbitch.
That's a Brian Pumper.
Yeah, I'm really not I used to be kind of the type to get mad when I, like, on tour when I didn't get pussy and, like, my homies hit. But, like, then I learned, like, that's some bitch shit. So, like, fuck that shit. Like, that's for the birds, bro. These hoes is for the birds.
And, is, like, that how you feel?
Yeah, these hoes is for the
birds. You can't imagine having a girlfriend? Because I feel like if me and Lena broke up, that I would not probably be able to have a girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm at that. After this Noah shit and after the Jess and after the, you know, all the... Can't even name him, for fuck's sake.
But you're a friggin' lover boy. You fall for girls.
I got it on my face. Yeah. I'm a lover boy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and you just want to dominate girls mentally, I feel like. You just want to know that you... That's the only reason you cared about Riley fucking your friend while you were asleep. Is because you...
Because I just, like...
You just want to have that ownership of her sexuality as long as she's in your realm.
Maybe a different girl, but not Riley. Because, I mean, shout out to Riley, but, I mean, she... You can't get mad at her for a second.
Well, that's what she said to me. She was like, sorry, DA.
If we want
to
break the record straight, I was butthurt because I was, like, you know, like, off, like, a couple Norcos and shit. And, like, I was, like, smoking. And so I fell asleep. And they came to fuck us both, like, her and her friend Abby.
Yeah.
And, like, but I was just, like, out of it, like, gone. You know what I mean? So, like.
Who is amazing, by the way? So, Abby and Riley, we love you.
I
love you.
I've never gotten with Abby, actually, yet.
Really?
No.
Well, it's a great time.
It is? Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've had that
she looks like a great time.
We've had that threesome multiple times at this point in my life.
Yeah, Riley crazy. I love Riley.
Yeah. But anyway, she told me after you kind of got pissed off about her fucking Diablo in front of you while you were asleep with Abby.
Hey,
but she
also.
Oh my God, Desto Dub with
Desto
the pint.
Dub.
We're having an anti-drug Desto. PSA over here on the podcast, and then the fucking lean man
Desto.
Shows up.
We was in the Netherlands.
Yeah,
last time I saw Desto, we was in, like, Holland or some shit, bro.
Some crazy shit.
I was like, bro, we run into each other, Dennis.
Smoking. Can I smoke with y'all?
This podcast sponsored by Walkhart.
Did you have to roll it around? Big lean. Big lean.
When you see this, do you get triggered? Are you tempted?
Who, me? I've actually never been a really big sipper.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. It's like
Desto Dub either. No.
Nah, Desto don't do
They can't see your face for the record. What are you doing?
My 10 allowance. Piece, no biscuits.
Wait, my is this my allowance?
Yeah, I don't see the biscuit either. You out here butt naked.
Give Lil Xan a 10 piece for a feature.
Yeah, this
what is my podcast? This is so ridiculous.
Yeah, I love it.
How, you, so you feel comfortable. Bust down all that cash.
Run up if you want to. I'm going to be sitting right next to Draco.
Oh,
I like that. I ain't talking to gun.
Yeah, just getting deep, brother.
Zan was in the town. Yeah. You know, your neighborhood friendly. Lead salesman have to come through and say what's up.
Yo, thank you, bro.
Follow Desto Dub.
Desto Dub. Two shout out Desto B. Dub, man. The uncle of hip-hop.
The stepdad of hip-hop. Lil Pump's stepdad.
Wait, actually, he's like the cousin of hip-hop. That's tight.
Cousin It.
He's the cousin of hip-hop.
Cousin, no, his name's Jif.
Cousin
whenever
yeah.
I see, whenever I see Dub, I just think, my name's Jif. I don't know why.
Check the fucking stamps. Talk to me when you get some stamps.
Damn.
Adam, talk to me when you get your stamps.
You're a walking lick.
You know damn well I got
stamps. You got stamps. I got more than you still.
You know I got them stamps, bro.
That old ass passport expired. Show me a new one.
Talk
about the BMX days.
BMX days, he's right, too. All my stamps are not rap stamps.
Dad, you should like that.
No rap stamps.
You should like, hey, Dad, you should like that.
I gotta stop smoking before I fucking pass out. You light the brand pumper.
What do you mean before you pass out?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, you don't. You're not.
I'll be back. I gotta go shopping.
Right. Hey, much love, Desto Dub, the motherfucking juice man.
Thank you for blessing us. Love you too, Desto.
I love him.
But Desto, bro. Like I said, last time I saw Desto was in the Netherlands with Pump. Yeah, and he was just standing on top of a table. Like in the artist section.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
he's good for that.
Desto.
He's definitely in the
and
spot.
And then before that, Beverly Hills with Dennis.
I love, oh yeah, with Paris Hilton.
With Paris Hilton.
You were with Paris Hilton and Pump and Gold Teeth God at the dentist all getting work done.
Uh-huh.
Very, they very rare.
They were telling me like, oh shit, we need to fix you.
Very
shit.
Rare assembly of human beings. Yeah, I love Desto Dub. And he just pulled up with a sealed pint on us. And we didn't take a sip because we're good reformed citizens.
Good reformed.
Kush only, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, shout out to Nexus.
Yeah, you know, we only smoking Kush.
No PCP.
No PCP. We left that. Shrimp sticks and shit.
We left PCP in 2017.
Is that what you...
Yeah, that was my thing, bro. Right.
That's what you were off of?
No, I know people I who fucking lost their minds off that shit, though. Yeah. I used to know
like
this
your
kid.
Friends?
I told this story on the podcast the other day, but there was this kid named Skomar from Jersey.
Skomar? That's his name?
Well, like a rap his name was Omar, but then somehow it became Skomar.
That's SoundCloud level.
Right, but he was like Skomar. This 16-year-old kid who looked like a fucking grown man and used to ride BMX in New York and shit. He'd take the train in, and then one day he just started doing PCP, and it was just so crazy because he kept making these videos and putting them on MySpace and shit, or Facebook, whatever we were on, and I just got to like witness him sort of just like losing it. I'm good on that fucking pumper.
Oh yeah, I forgot you told me that.
Give it to Annie.
Annie, come. You can come in the shot. Who cares? At this point in life,
you should just wife up Annie. You need a nice, normal girl like
that's
her.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
The goal is to get you to the place mentally where you can accept a nice, normal, just, well-rounded girl like Annie, and not have to go and date friggin' Kesha or whoever you're gonna end up dating next.
Kesha, damn.
You're gonna end up dating some girl
Kesha,
that's got her own agenda somewhere else.
Kesha on Columbia, that's crazy.
No, you can't date anybody else on the Columbia roster. It'll be too obvious.
Annie is the master plan.
Right.
It's all coming together, but I still gotta,
But there's probably so many girls that you feel like that. I know I kind of feel like that too, where it's like I had moments with so many girls that I was like dating for a period of time where I could either have started really dating them or I could just be like, nah, I got to keep being a dirtball.
At this point, I feel that, but like at this point in my career, I feel like any girl that come around me is just using me or something.
Yeah.
This, that. And it's facts. It's a big fact, especially being out. I mean, if you don't understand like LA culture and like the shit that be going down on Melrose and stuff, you don't understand. But like, this is like the clout, like capital.
It's just facts
it's
that
the
any
clout
girl,
capital,
like, I feel like you could only date a girl who's somewhat on your level. And that's why everybody was sort of into the idea of you and Noah because it's like a Jay-Z and Beyonce thing, you know? Like, they're at the similar level, so they have to date.
Like, I don't want that because, like, I don't want to be on, like, the same level. Because I want, like, a normal girl because, like, like that doesn't have like an Instagram. That I don't have to worry if I have like if I have like a, I know.
So was she Amish?
like I might go. To,
she comes from like a village where they don't have Instagram.
I was out in Amish country not too long ago.
Dude, go to like China where it's like they don't even have social media because it's been blocked by the government.
Oh, they don't even. I thought they just blocked websites.
I don't think you can get on like Facebook and Instagram and shit.
Well, who wants to get on Facebook anyway?
You're not on there.
Dun dun dun.
You probably do great on
no,
Facebook.
No, I do, but I mean my management. I handle.
They run
I
it.
Handle,
you gotta have them run it.
I handle my Instagram.
She That's hates it. My Insta feed.
That's it. That's all I handle. My Instagram. My Twitter is just my management label posting shit, but Instagram is me. Because I can't, believe me, the stress level is, like, through the roof. I can't handle fucking all that shit.
Young Ban said that you were the Russ of SoundCloud.
Yeah, I don't know.
How does that feel?
It's funny, because if you go on YouTube and search Lil Xan Young Ban's In the Studio.
You got a song, right?
Can we pull that up, actually? It looks like we're all having a pretty good time about the song we made. While he likes to say he didn't, and he's actually in the video. Yeah. Remember how, and Brent Rambo. Shout out to Brent Rambo. Yeah, there's a video of it.
He hasn't really elaborated on what he doesn't like about you, huh?
Yeah, he first started. Yeah, it's just for clout. He's just trying to get me to reply to him or something. You know,
he's pretty good at Twitter.
He's a trendsetter. I mean, and not no wait no he's not a trendsetter. He's a he's following a trend. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, everybody's hating on Xan. I'ma go say some shit too. You're a fucking follower, dude. Like, chill out. I have no beef with fucking. I have no beef with this fool. I thought we were friends, and then I get someone says a tweet that says I shouldn't have made that song with Lil Xan when there's a video on YouTube, Lil Xan, Young Ban's in the studio before maybe they delete it. Go find that shit. And he's in that fucking video, and we're all turning up to the song that we made, looking like we fucking loved it. So there's your evidence, I guess. He's just following shit. So there's leaders and followers. There's trendsetters and people that follow the trends. I'm a trendsetter.
Ooh. Do you, well, we haven't really, like, I want him to elaborate so we can know why he doesn't
fuck
with you.
Like, I've even said, I got no problems with you, bro. You're just trying to act hard. Like, after this Future shit, like, this Free Band shit, you, like, got super cocky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, after this Free Band shit, like, you got super cocky, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, super, like, fucking cocky, bro. Like, just chill. Like, stop. Rappers, stop being fucking so cocky. Like, stop being so cocky. Y'all are humans. I'm so, like, tired. Why am I doing this?
Do you think it's bullying? Are you being bullied?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to. Me being bullied?
Yeah.
By everybody.
My
like,
freaking ears hurt.
Yo, like, legit, like, all y'all rappers, stop being, like, pussies. Like, keep your shit to yourself or directly contact me. Don't comment on my photos. If you have something to say, say it to me personally or over the phone. Don't comment on my photo.
But have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, not liked someone or had a problem with somebody and just carried it out on social media instead of hitting them up?
Maybe, like, a fan. Like, not a fan, but, like, a hater. But never a rapper. If I see some shit that I don't like, I keep it to myself because I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not gonna waste my time to comment on some dude's picture. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, fuck that shit. I've seen shit I don't like, and I've not commented on it. But every time I do something, it's like, oh, come on, bro, for real. Oh, you tweaking. Like, I thought we were friends, bro. And now y'all just like, yeah, whatever, bro.
Does anybody else stand out that's had negative shit to say to you that you felt like you were friends with them before?
Go read when I'm pissing on my plaque. Go read the comments. Everybody verified. You'll see them.
Everybody verified?
All the verified ones are at the top. You'll see them.
But what, people were hating on it?
I was pissing on the plaque, like, not pissing on my fan. Like, they took that as, like, I was shitting on my fans or, like, pissing on, like, bro, I did that saying fuck Columbia and fuck this plaque. It means nothing. I love Betrayed. I love that song. It is the reason I'm able to support my family. I was saying fuck, like, the industry. But people took it like, oh, fuck us, like the people, you know, and all the rappers took it like, oh man, come on, your hard work. Like, man, I could break that plaque and fucking snap it. I don't give a fuck, dog.
The like, numbers don't matter to you. That's what you're saying.
Numbers don't matter to me, bro. It's a good song. I love my fans. That plaque don't mean shit to me.
Did you throw it out or do you still have it even though it has pee on it?
I still have it. I hit it once.
Annie cleaned it for the record.
Yeah, Annie cleaned it for the record.
That's tight.
Yeah, I was.
She really is the one.
I was going to hit it. I hit it once to see if it would break, but like it didn't. And I was like, I'm not going to break it. I'm just going to let it live. And then I thought it was already ruined because it would have to be like water. All, you know what I mean?
I mean, you could just get another one if you really wanted it, right?
Yeah, but fucking, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't get another one. That's the thing.
Why do you feel like betrayed was like a bad thing in some ways in your life? Because it sort of represents.
I love betrayed. It's just it represents the music industry, a plaque. You know,
it represents
what I mean?
When you lost your freedom to like.
Yeah, you
be
know
anonymous.
What I mean? Like the plaque said, like presented to Lil Xan, aka Diego. Like shut the fuck up, bro. It's like shut up, bro. Don't. Like fuck that shit, bro.
Right. Do you so you are motivated to make music, but you just feel like Columbia is sort of not the place for you, or what?
They gonna drop me after this. I hope they do. What happened? What was the question?
They're probably down for the smoke.
I
you
would
know?
Love.
But it's still just
Columbia,
attention for them.
I would love for you, Columbia, because y'all don't do shit for the boy. And I'm telling you, like, I literally am. I'm more of like we were talking, like. I'm more of a celebrity than a rapper at this point, so that's why I'm quitting rapping. So.
Do you think that they get that, or do you think they get how to like market you?
Wait, who?
Columbia.
Oh, Columbia. My bad. See, I'm stoned. I do this shit. No, they don't market me. They don't put You know, Stat's a rich ass dude. So he put. We invest all independently. Mm. I invest in my money. Like the first tour, I paid for half of it, and Stat paid for half of it, and we lost money because the tour bus got robbed. Not when we were on it, but we had to get a new tour bus, so like we lost like money. Like, you know what I mean? But then we gained it back through the world tour and got way more, and shit. So like, nah, I mean, they're just not doing anything. Restrictions, you know, all shit I can't do. They don't like Stat either.
They don't like him.
No, I even tell Stat that. I'd be like, Stat, they don't like you. But Stat know that. Stat don't like them either. Stat's a real one, bro. Stat's a fucking legend. Stat's a G, bro.
Right.
Like, shout out to Stat, bro. Like, I know we've had our differences, but that's like a father figure to me. You know what I mean? Shout out to Stat. I love Stat.
So what about that day in the car when you, what?
That was Marky, my chauffeur. That wasn't Foo nor Stat.
Oh.
That was just my chauffeur.
So what's up with you saying that your dad was a crackhead?
He was more like speed. A speed crack, whatever that is.
But he does that, or you found that he did?
I found out later, like this late in life, that he had just started doing it. You know what I mean? So I found out about it. And like, I don't give a fuck. I'm an open book. I'll tell the world. Y'all could roast me on that shit, but half y'all, your daddy's crackheads too. So what the fuck does it matter, bro? Like, I was just venting. I feel like I needed to vent to the world. I'm not the first person to fucking do that.
He probably wouldn't appreciate that.
But
right?
Just the way, you know, Marky, I love Marky. Like, it's like one of my best friends. But, like, you know, he snatched it. It looked bad. It just looked bad. You know what I mean? But that wasn't Stat, I mean, at all. Or food or whatever, you know?
Dude, my fucking ears hurt from those headphones. I'm going to be totally honest.
I kind of like them.
Yeah, I mean, I like them in general, but it's just.
I mean, like, yeah, I think it's because I have a beanie on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like you have for your entire life.
I came out.
I came out of the womb with a beanie on.
Fucking beanie, bro. Goddamn.
People want to know why I'm always interviewing you. That's one of the comments. Yes, I am looking at the comments right now.
Yeah. Why he's always interviewing me? I don't know. Because we're friends. Shit.
Oh, they want to talk about Killy.
Oh, Killy. Yeah, he had some dude come from, like, a pot. I was going to say that was.
Outside that show, the infamous video.
Yeah, literally, I'm standing there and I'm trying to go, but people are pushing me back in. And, like, you know, that you saw that my big ass bodyguard pushing me back. And then girls, everybody's trying to pull me back. And then someone from completely the blind side behind us just like slaps me. Not even sucker punches me, slaps me. Not even to the point where like hurt. I'm just like, what?
Somebody was with Killy?
Oh, I don't know. I guess. And they just slapped me, and I was just like, what happened? Like, it can't, like, literally, like, it was like a sneak attack. And then they all pushed me down. I'm taking off my shirt as I'm going down the stairs, but they're all pushing me down. And then Killy tries to run up to the thing, like, yeah, I did this. He took an L if he had to drive 5 hours or take a flight to come do that. That's an L, in my opinion.
Is that really true? He traveled a long distance to be
there? I don't know that. He could have been in Montreal for a show. I don't know, but I'm saying if he did, just go to Montreal knowing I was going to be there for that. That was really, really sad.
That sucks. I mean, it sucks that you guys didn't get to shoot the fair one. That
I was ready? I was ready. I was going
at
him. I sized him up. I was like, oh, was like Asian, like, bro. I was like, this fool. Like,
you should do it for charity, like Logan Paul.
Like, we were
actually, they didn't do that for charity. They just did it for money.
Yeah,
Would you
at
do that?
At this point, I'm just doing. I'll do any.
Like, you would fight Killian in a celebrity boxing match?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Trippie and Tekashi could headline.
Headline?
That actually, if I somehow engineered that, I'd be the greatest fucking rap promoter genius
in a
of all time.
Match? No, I would rat Killy, bro. I thought he was actually like more like, no, he's skinny as fuck. Don't matter.
He didn't impress you with his physique? You think you
no,
got
I
it?
No, I was so fucking ready. When
I'm
my,
trying to imagine you guys side by side on like the UFC intro screen.
When my DJ pointed him out, I'm in my Hotline Bling fit. My motherfucking tucked in, like turtleneck kind of pink shit. And I'm ready. I'm wearing vintage frames, shot of vintage frames, glasses. Take off my like $2,000 glasses. Don't sound like, all right, let's go. I start approaching them. And then that's when, you know, the fucking big ass bodyguards is pushing me back. I'm a little dude, bro. Like, these motherfuckers can easily get me into a building with me trying to get out there. And I was like, let me out there. But he tried to look like the big bad wolf by running and then just stomping right there. Like, yo, I defeated him. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, coming to LA, celebrity boxing match? On Killy. On God.
You know, Killy has the new No Jumper single, No Jumper Records, him and Smokey Margiela.
I fuck with Smokey.
Good guy.
Yeah, I fuck
with Killy too, but I would like to see you guys work this out. Probably in a cage.
I actually prior to that had said I ended all my beefs and shit. So I guess he still had something to prove. I hope he got like what he wanted with it. I'll be back in Canada selling out more tickets than you very soon. So I don't know what else I have to say. Like, I'll be at a arena near you very soon. So yeah, next time let's see how it happens and goes down.
Do you feel uncomfortable in public without security?
Yeah, I can't go nowhere without security, bro. The world fucking hates me. But they hate me. But those same people that hate me are the ones that are like, Zan, we're such a big fan. Can we get a picture? You know what I mean?
Right.
Same people saying, oh, you said some shit about Tupac. Oh, my God. Right. Same people wanting to take pictures outside. I'm all friendly.
Right.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
There is a lot of that. You just don't see that much of the hate in real life. That's the weird thing about the security thing is that you don't see a lot of negativity in real life. But if it did happen, it would be such a situation.
It would be like, yeah, like to this story, it'd be a situation.
Yeah. Like, do you ever really have people come up to you saying negative shit, or just a handful of times?
Well, no, only two times.
The one where they chased you out of the Burger King.
Yeah, and then yeah.
Legendary.
The second one, some paisa ass dude literally walking out my building. Hey, you the fool that dissed Tupac, the whack ass rapper that dissed Tupac, he's with this bitch. And I'm like, I said, nah, I'm Lil Pump. He's like, oh, okay, my bad.
Are you serious?
But then I said, then I got like this rage. I was like, nah, I am Lil Xan. He's like, what? And then I took off my shirt and he keeps walking and I'm like, what? Like, you wanna like do something? Like, he's got height on me. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, I'm, like, taking on my shirt, screaming, like, come back. Yo, bitch, ugly, all this shit. The security had to come out and grab me and say, bro, don't do this out my building. Got evicted from that, smoking, all that shit.
Wow, you got evicted?
Yeah, bro, I got a better place now.
Right. Was the guy trying to fight you?
No, he just was walking, like that. But, like, I was, like, literally was just standing there, like, come back, bro. Yo, bitch is ugly. Yo, kids. Are,
you
like,
made it personal? Yeah, like, you're a bad dad.
Yeah, like, I was trying to, like, really get, like, under his skin, but he's just like, no. But I shouldn't have done that. I was wrong. That's stupid. Why would I do that? Like, I should have just left it at making a simple, funny joke. Like, I'm not on the phone. You know what I mean? So that was my fault.
That's a good getaway card.
Yeah, so I'm not blaming him. It was my fault. You know, I have anger issues.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was not his fault.
So, is it true that you have Ligma?
What's that?
Ligma balls.
I ain't shit.
That was for the chat.
Yo.
Man. Oh, I felt so good. Yeah. I can't believe I just got
it. I was like, what's going on? I was like, what rumor is hitting?
Look at the chat and wait to see how many people write LOL.
Yeah. I'm trying not to look at the chat.
Oh, man, bro. Oh, man. I don't know. What else do they want us to talk about?
Yeah, just let,
we whatever. Got pretty deep there. I feel like we, I don't know if we talked enough well, about the Mac situation, yeah, but it's also like, what is there to say?
About, I think we should talk a little bit more about Mac. That's what came in, like, kind of like, you know, like, to the deep stuff. No, just Mac, you know, like, losing all these people, X, Peep.
Yeah, man.
All, I mean, they're the people that inspired me, you know, too. Like, they were famous first, so they I was listening to them, obviously. And then, but Mac, I was listening to for like, goddamn, fucking, 10 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not comparing anybody's life. Everybody's life is equal, but like, shit, that Mac shit, fucking, is like crazy, bro. Like, I can't like go like. That's all I'm listening to. Like, I be like legit crying like in my crib. Like, this ain't true, bro. Like, Mac did not overdose. Mac's still alive. Mac's still here. I just saw Mac 2 weeks ago, bro. Like, this shit ain't real. And then like. That, like, when your hero dies, bro, like, fuck that shit. Like, I don't want to make music no more. Like, he was, like, the reason I made music, so fuck that shit. And with all the hate, I'd rather just be a public figure. I think I'm going to be straight my whole life. So we good, so. Like, but rest in peace to Mac Miller, man.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird one to take in for me because I feel kind of guilty because I never really like listened to him that much, and I just started honestly like the past couple months to like listen to him because he had come by the store one time and shit, and I wasn't there when he came through, but like, and I noticed he was following No Jumper on Twitter and shit, so I was totally like trying to get more familiar with his music and stuff, just so that like if
were you doing podcasts?
I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to. Oh, like, I meant, were you already doing podcasts?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is like, you know, recently. Oh, okay. And I was just like, I had started like listening to him more and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like a total like late bloomer on him and shit. And then like for that to happen was just fucking crazy.
Yeah, like that's what I meant. Like, you know, people who didn't really listen to him, like, yeah, oh, damn, it's a tragedy.
But yeah.
Like to other people who are like diehard Mac fans, it's like.
I had listened to I listened to him on the It's the Real podcast one time, and he had just moved to Brooklyn. He had just like, he was living in Brooklyn, like in an attempt to get sober and shit.
I remember that. He did like a fader video.
Right.
Yeah, talking about.
Do you want some fucking Mexican food?
Nah, I'm okay. All right. Wait, can I get like a Coke? If you had like you a out? Coke.
Yeah. Much love, G.
Coke, Pepsi.
I'll get you a Coke.
Hey, thank you, bro. Hey, you be safe out here, bro. Hey, thank you, brother.
Hey, could you, Chris, could you just give that to Chris? Is he right out there?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll take
it. We like, no.
You know, but it's, oh, man, I don't know. It's just, it's been fucking crazy to see. Like, he was one of those people that everybody loves.
Yeah.
You know, and that has been just, like, the level of people just coming out is fucking crazy. Just how many people have been affected by it.
Yeah, no, I took it like real hard. Like, pause was another one. I took it really hard.
Good topic.
Literally though, like I fucking don't want to make music no more. Like I'm retiring after this contract.
Like, what is that? Like, is it?
It was a distribution. It wasn't yearly. It was 3 albums.
Okay.
3 projects. So after that, I'm done.
But I'm saying, like, why do you feel like making music in general has to go? Why can't you
because
just find
I'm
a way
not
to work
even, like,
within
I'm,
the label
I'm
structure?
I love music. Like, music is my life. I love making music. And my next album is, like, such a good album. Like, such a good album. So, like, soulful, jazzy, you know, something, like, really versatile, lyricism. Like, if I showed you, you'd be amazed. You'd be like, this ain't even you. I have her telling me all the time, is that you, like, on the fucking song? Like, it's crazy. But, like, I just don't. The negativity is too much, bro. You know what I mean? Like, people be killing themselves over little dumb high school, you know, a nude gets leaked. And then you got people telling you, oh, we want you next. You know, like, how am I supposed to go and watch a video of, like, some shit and it's like, oh, well, we want Lil Xan next. We want Lil Xan next. We want Lil Xan next. Like, well, okay. If you want me next, then fuck it.
Yeah, I hate when people say that shit.
Yeah,
it's
like,
pretty,
oh, yeah. Ugh. Like, fuck it, dog. If y'all really want that, fuck it. I'll be next.
I mean, yeah, but that has to be... You got to just toughen up at a certain point, right? And just...
Yeah, and I've done that. Like, I've done that in the past.
And shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done that in the past and shit. It just hasn't worked out. Like I said, I'm just fucked up in the head. People think I'm, like, doing this for, like, publicity and shit. They can suck my dick.
Well, they don't have Coke on here. They don't have Coke. They have coconut water.
Oh, Pepsi.
If they don't have any sodas that I'm seeing on here.
Any, just pick like the most like rant.
They don't have anything.
Oh, just like walk somewhere. Yeah, just go walk somewhere. Yeah. Fuck it.
See, that's a good girl right there. She's gonna get you food.
Yeah, she's gonna get me shit.
He wants a line.
Some bro just gives me some.
I want to see Zan doing coke on this podcast for the culture.
For the culture, coke. No, never done it. Never done.
Never
it.
Even tried it.
Never even tried
Congrats.
It.
Congrats.
I mean, if you count gumming, like I gummed a little bit one time, but I didn't feel anything, bro.
Yeah, I haven't done it in almost a year.
That's just fucking bad. They said that they found like some like cocaine residue like near. Like Max bed and shit.
For real?
So it was like, it was definitely uppers because he had a cardiac arrest. So
ooh, that's what happened?
Yeah, because like, when you overdose, you don't have a cardiac arrest. You just, you stop, you know, your lungs stop like working. But like, he had a cardiac arrest. That means it was obviously probably like uppers and shit.
That's awful.
So like, it's awful. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to talk on it because I know nothing about, no reports have come out yet. So don't take what I said. But I'm just saying it's whatever. But yeah, nah, it's just fucked up, bro. I mean. Yeah,
that's awful.
It's just so hard to talk about for me. Like, it's so hard to talk about because I still am going to be, like, doing my thing in the limelight with this music shit. But as soon as, and the contract could be over fucking by the early, like, March. I could be up by March. Like, I have my third project out by March, second one November. And then I'm just going to work on the clothes. You hate when people bang on the table, I forgot.
No, it's all right, because we got the foam now.
Oh, you got the foam, yeah.
They can't hear it anymore. It used to be this fucking crazy-ass
bop,
noise.
Bop, 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 yeah, but I'm just going to be a public figure. I just want to be a public figure. Like, even me still having substance issues, I still am an advocate for non, like, drug shit. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that shit. Don't do that shit, because I don't want to be on this shit. I want to be, like, clean, sober, like, completely living normal, bro. But, like... It's hard. Like, anybody who, like, can relate, bro. But all the haters, all people that are hating are people that, like, literally can't relate. Because if you can relate to that shit, you ain't gonna hate on it.
Mm.
So all the haters are just people that, like, just don't know what the fuck and or are just trolling. Yo, thank you, Chris.
Give Lil Xan a chance. Yeah, wow. Give Chris Wayne got him a Coca-Cola. Refreshing Coca-Cola.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Next time you have a Coca-Cola, why don't you try it with some Nexus Cannabis Co. Hawaiian Punch. That's a pretty good choice too, Chris. A lot of sugar. I can't relate. This is black coffee with almond milk. That's how dedicated I am to this diet life.
I only like do almond milk. No, like in cereals and
really?
Everything. I feel like it's the best.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a Mexican thing. That might be a Mexican thing.
My stomach don't like lactose too much, so I'm off the dairy.
I don't think my stomach likes anything. Like,
what, you have diarrhea a lot? Vomiting? Nausea?
I never vomit. Never have nausea, but like, I'm not going to go into something.
You
about
wake
shit.
Up in the morning and take a frothy shit. Do you have Crohn's?
What's that?
Okay.
Oh, like worms?
No.
No.
You have ticks?
Nah.
You should get plastic surgery. You should get fake tits.
I should get fake tits. Hey, that's like the end of the hangover. What hangover is that? You got fake tits.
Did he?
Yeah.
You should get your lips done.
Collagen.
Girls look fucking crazy with that shit,
and then
dude.
I'll go over to Tana's house and be like, yo, who got the biggest lips?
Are you going to rekindle the flame with Tana?
I don't know what's going to happen, bro. Like, at this point, anything can happen. I'm a bachelor. I'm living free. Just got a new place. Happy.
Tana, you probably still have sex with Tana, like, every week and a half.
No, actually, I haven't talked to her in a while.
That last time we did a podcast, you said that you fucked her that morning.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. A while back. The one with Kendra Sunderland.
2 months, probably.
You should holler at her.
2 months. Yeah.
Me and Lena,
I mean, she told me she'd fuck me on the podcast, so I mean, shit.
Yeah. Me and Lena hooked up with her. It was great.
It was good.
She's hot. She just won Nicest Tits.
At the
Porn Awards.
Cool.
It's pretty crazy that that's an award.
Why did my birthday have to be on the fucking Porn Awards, dude?
I can't believe that in 2018 that's an award. Like, I'm surprised that they, like, I don't know. Just somehow that just seems like in 2018 you wouldn't be able to just have a nicest tits award, but I guess you can if you're at the Pornhub Awards.
Just imagine,
you know?
The 3018.
Nobody seemed offended, although I did see. I definitely some people were offended, but not by the fact that there was a nicest tits award.
I feel
award.
Like there's a lot of gossip, and I feel like a lot of porn stars don't
in porn.
Like,
oh yeah. My god, dude, those girls are so fucking petty.
Like petty, you know what I mean? Oh, it's so I feel fucking like, so funny. I feel like Vixen X Porn like Hub Award is just a bunch of like it would have been just like.
The plug Clink. Is the dude, Greg Lansky, like who Clink. Does Blacked and Vixen. Yeah. He's tight. He's the homie. He has mad Gucci and
he
shit.
He do the whole event?
Well, he's just like one of the made dudes involved in stuff. But he's just tight. Like, he has like one of the coolest brands, and he like fucks with me super tough. He would probably love to do something with you. You should just do porn, dude. What are you scared
Pornhub
of?
Sent me a custom little Xan 69 jacket because Riley told him. Riley was like, yo, send him something. So I literally get from Pornhub, like not some off-brand third company, like literally Pornhub customized little Xan 69 jersey.
Wow.
So on the back, it looks like me and 6ix9ine about a collab. It just says little Xan 69.
That's funny, but they don't think of it that way. I mean, they had Young M.A. and they had fucking Black Bear perform.
Oh, for real?
At the awards.
I told him, like, if y'all would have given me a heads up. It's because Riley thought I hated us. That's why. I probably would have been all up in that bitch.
With her and Abby? Her and Abby were there. They weren't wearing outfits made out of condoms. Magnums, specifically.
Oh, goddamn. I missed out. Nah. My birthday was tight. I had some baddies over, so.
Yeah, well, you already specified that you got head from 8 girls, so.
Did I specify?
You did say that. Yeah, at least 8.
I think it was 15.
15?
No, I'm just kidding.
Holy shit.
I'm just kidding. It's like
where do you even find 15 girls?
I know, right?
You must have hung outside. Out at the mall a lot that day.
Outside.
No, just outside? What? I mean, your DMs outside. Are fucking messed up, man.
I don't even go in them. Like, I don't know.
I could tell you had like 5 billion unanswered DMs. I can't believe you actually responded to mine.
You saw that shit? Yeah,
yeah, like you responded to me hella fast. That actually makes me feel really special. Like, wow.
Yeah, you are special, bro. I always respond.
All these kids are always giving me a hard time in the comments and shit about being an old man that like hangs out with little fucking kids like
yeah,
you. I don't feel that different than you. I feel like on a maturity level,
we're pretty similar. I feel like you relate to like a lot, like especially me and you. I feel like we relate a lot. Like, immaturity type shit. I feel like we're kind of similar. We just don't give a fuck. And
I mean, I'm a little mature compared to the average rapper, just in terms of like what I have to do in an average day. But at the same time, I mean, we're hanging out with girls, we're smoking weed, we're fucking
we're just doing the same shit, bro. Like, I'm 22, like
getting face tats.
I'm 22 because I just turned 22, so I'm.
You an old head now.
I'm an old head now.
22.
Shit, bro.
Don't you wish you popped off at like 16?
Yeah, I always said that. I said I wish I popped off early because then...
You'd be real fucked up by now.
Like, yeah, then I'd be like, who knows? Goddamn. Who knows?
You'd have so many STDs.
Too many. I'd probably have too many.
All right. Should we wrap this up?
I don't have any STDs, but yes, we should wrap this up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Lil Xan Interview. The only reason it's on the Adam22 channel is because we wanted to live stream it. I'm going to end this stream, and then we're going to restart the stream in like 5-10 minutes, and then we're going to start listening to the donations for all the songs. If you guys want to get your songs heard, it's $100. The link is in the description. Streamlabs.com/nojumper. And also, more importantly, rest in peace.
Mac Miller, man.
Mac Miller, man. Very sad. Hip-hop
very,
family.
Very sad. It's going to take a long time to get over that.
But at the end of the day,
I'm glad we got to talk about it, though.
Rap is a community, and many fucking people were coming out talking about how much you meant to them. So the whole community took a hit.
Man. Yeah, which was really good. And, you know, there's still been blessings my way, but it's just I got to stay away from social media. Mm. Rest in peace to X, Peep, Mac Miller. Yeah, you know.
Rest in peace, for sure. Guys, we're back on 5-10 minutes. No Jumper, Rope Gang, Adam22. Subscribe to this channel, nojumper.com. Pick up our merch. Shout out to Nexus. Hey!